It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. UN Security Council sanctions seem to have had little impact on Iran so far. President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad is still vowing to press ahead with his country's nuclear program. Bush administration officials have complained that the sanctions are weak. The administration is starting a new push to get countries and private banks to do more, as NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
His job title is lengthy, the Treasury Department's Undersecretary for Terrorism and Financial Intelligence. But Stuart Levy's job can be summed up in just a couple of words. He's the Bush administration's sanctions guy. And he's not just enforcing U.S. sanctions against Cuba, North Korea, Syria, or Iran. He's also going to the private sector abroad to sound the alarms.
We've been sharing information with financial institutions and governments about the deceptive tactics that Iran uses to advance its proliferation program as well as to fund terrorism. And they essentially engage in the use of front companies and obscuring transactions, so it's hard for banks to know who's really on the other side of the transaction.
Levy's office led a similar campaign against North Korea, persuading a bank in Macau to freeze North Korean accounts, which the U.S. said were used for illicit financial activities. He points out that while North Korea is isolated, Iran depends more on outside financial services for business, particularly in the oil sector.
The private sector has amplified the whole effort much greater than governments could have done alone.
Levy and other U.S. officials are now trying to encourage European governments to stop their export credit guarantee programs for companies doing business in Iran. The European Union's foreign policy chief, Javier Solana, says governments there are focused first on implementing the more narrow UN sanctions passed in late December.
What we have to do is to apply the resolution. The resolution has elements which are of application, which is direct and simple, other which is more complicated.
At the UN, Russia's ambassador, Vitaly Churkin, sounded fairly annoyed last week about the Treasury Department's campaign.
It is our very strong belief that as long as we act collectively, we better stay this way. If in addition and outside of those collective measures, we start doing various unilateral things, We don't think that is going to be helpful.
Russia is building a civilian nuclear power plant in Iran and has other major business ties. It worked hard to limit the UN sanctions so that they wouldn't hurt legitimate business dealings. Still, Stuart Levy says no one should underestimate the sanctions that are on the books.
From my perspective as the guy who does sanctions policy in the United States, if you read this resolution and if it's really faithfully and fully implemented, it could be very powerful. Let me explain why.
One of the individuals listed on the sanctions resolution, he said, is the head of the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps.
And the resolution also requires that the assets be frozen of all the entities that he owns or controls. So if it's fully and faithfully implemented, that applies to the entire IRGC.
The Revolutionary Guard, which the U.S. sees as the main power base for President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad. State Department officials are promising to step up this campaign to try to put a financial squeeze on Iran. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.